Good morning.
Good morning.
Can you hear me all right? Can you hear me better now?
Yeah, I can hear you.
If I have to, I'll talk loud and yell. No, I won't be honest, just kidding. But my name is Josh Doyle. I'm from Benton, but I've grown up in West Box Heights Missionary Baptist Church. I met Brother Randy when I was 6 years old at Bud Creek Baptist Camp. I met Zach a few years later, and we've just all been brothers since then. Me and Zach are real. If Zach can't fill in to preach somewhere, I look at my phone, Zach Gurney. I was like, he's calling me to ask to fill in for him somewhere. What's up, Zach? Hey, do you want to come preach here?
I'm like,
yeah, tell him I'll come. So, I'm Zach's go-to guy, and Zach's my go-to guy. But if you would, open your Bibles to the book of Job. We'll be in chapter 1, starting in verse 6. We're going to read all the way down to verse 22. Chapter 1 of Job, starting verse 6. Now there was a day when the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord, and Satan came also among them. The Lord said unto Satan, Whence comest thou? Then Satan answered the Lord and said, From going to and fro in the earth, and from walking up and down in it. And the Lord said unto Satan, Hast thou considered my servant Job, that there is none like him in the earth, a perfect and an upright man, one that feareth God and escheweth evil? Then Satan answered the Lord and said, Doth Job fear God for naught? Hast not thou made the hedge about him, and about his house, and about all that he hath on every side? Thou hast blessed the work of his hands, and his substances is increased in the land. But put forth thy hand now, and touch all that he hath, and he will curse thee to thy face. And the Lord said unto Satan, Behold, all that he hath is in thy power. Only upon himself put not forth thine hand. So Satan went forth from the presence of the Lord. All right, we're going to stop right there, and we'll go back to verse 13 and read all the way to 22 in a second. But my 3 points is, how did Job suffer, why he suffered, and how we are suffering. Why did Job suffer? We'll read on 13 on how he suffered. But God gave Satan permission to show Job's faith. Because he said, put forth thine hand. He said, God, you pretty much protected Job. You gave him everything. You blessed him and you just kept a hedge around him. He said, put forth thine hand and cast him down, and he'll curse thee in your face. And God said, everything he has is in your power, but you cannot touch Job. So we'll go to verse 13, and he says, And there was a day when his sons and his daughters were eating and drinking wine in their eldest brother's house. There came a messenger unto Job and said, The oxen were plowing, and the asses feeding beside them. And the Sabians fell upon them and took them away. Yea, they have slain the servants with the edge of the sword, and I only am escaped alone to tell thee. While he was yet speaking, there came also another and said, The fire of God has fallen from heaven, and hath burned up the sheep and the servants, and consumed them. And I only am escaped alone to tell thee. While he was yet speaking, there came also another, and said, The Chaldeans made out 3 bands, and fell upon the camels, and have carried them away. Yea, and slain the servants with the edge of the sword, and I am only escaped alone to tell thee. While he was yet speaking, there came also another, and said, Thy sons and thy daughters were eating and drinking wine in their eldest brother's house. And behold, there came a great wind from the wilderness and smote the 4 corners of the house, and it fell upon the young men. They are dead, and I only am escaped alone to tell thee. Job had it rough. At the beginning of verse 1, it tells us all the animals he had. He had over 2,000 types of different animals. And Job, part of his land, he was the richest man there. He was the most blessed man there. But it says that there was a servant talking, or all the brothers were drinking, and the sisters were drinking, and one of Job's messengers came to him and said, They have taken some of our animals. They killed the rest of the servants. I'm the only one that escaped. And while that servant was talking, Another one came. He said, they killed more animals. They take it war. They killed more servants. I'm the only one that escaped. Then came a third servant, and he said the same thing. And then the last servant came, and he said that Job's eldest son, where they were all fellowshipping and drinking wine together, a big wind knocked the house in on them. We Arkansans know that big wind is a tornado. Don't nobody like tornadoes. But a big old Arkansan tornado hit that house and knocked it in on them. So Job lost all, in one day, in probably about a span of 30 minutes, Job lost all of his animals and all of his children. He had it rough. He was suffering. Then we'll go down, we'll read verse 20, 21, 22. Then Job arose, rent his mantle, shaved his head, and fell upon the ground and worshipped. And he said, naked I came out of my mother's womb, and naked shall I return thither. The Lord gave, and the Lord hath taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. In all this Job sinned not, nor charged God foolishly. He said, Lord, you gave me what I had. You took what I had. And I'm still going to praise you. You know how much better this world would be if we would learn to praise God in our good times and in our bad times? On the highest mountain or in the lowest valley, if we learned to praise God, the world would be a lot better place. It goes on later in verse, or in chapter 2, says Job was same thing. God told Satan, he said, you can do what you need to. All the power's in your hands now. Don't touch Job. You can't touch him. You can't hurt him at all. But he inflicted him with boils. And Job still worshiped God. If I was inflicted with boils, I'd be pretty mad. I'd be like, God, there's 7 billion people on earth. Why do you have to give it to me? But Job didn't. He just kept on with his faith. If we had the faith Job had, the world would be a much better place. We suffer like he does. Most of us will never have 2,000 animals in our life. We might not have 10 kids like Job had. I think it's 10. Anyway, we might not have as many kids as Job had. But we all suffer somehow. We suffer in our jobs. We suffer in our family. I'll tell you now, my family is going through a hard time right now. So we suffer through school. Sometimes school is the only getaway place for some people. They get hurt at home. They don't eat at home. So school's their only getaway. But then others suffer at school. Others suffer at home. We suffer in life. And if you're not a saved child of God, you're suffering. You may think your life's going all great and grand and everything else. But if you're not a saved child of God, you're suffering. Because I'm a saved child of God and I know where I'm going. But if you're not, if you're not a saved child of God, I know where you're going. It's sad. The world is suffering. Any world that allows the killing of babies is suffering. The definition of suffering is the state of undergoing pain, distress, or hardship. Our world's hurting. Our nation's hurting. Our state, our city, our street, our house, we're all suffering. There's only one person that we can turn to help us get through all that suffering. That's Jesus Christ. So it doesn't matter how old you are. My grandpa thought he was saved at 9 years old. Turns out he was saved at 64. 2 years ago. 63, 64. It doesn't matter how old you are. If you don't think you're saved, or you need to get right with God, now is the time. We're not promised tomorrow. I have to drive back to Benton when I leave here. I don't know what's going to happen on the road while I'm driving. And you don't know what's going to happen from the time you step foot out of here till you get to your house. You don't know what the next second's going to bring. Everybody says you're never promised tomorrow. I always say you're never promised the next second. We don't know. If you are a lost child, you need to come to Jesus before it's everlasting too late. It says in the story, Lazarus and the rich man. The rich man turned his eyes up in hell and said, Lazarus, if you could, just dip your finger in water that you may put a drop on my tongue. That your eternal destination is nothing to joke about or play about. We are suffering. And once you're saved, you will still suffer. You'll be ridiculed, made fun of. When I first surrendered to preach, people used to make fun of me all the time at school. I'd say, shut up, and they would go, oh, look, the preacher boy's cussing. There's nothing worse than being made fun of because of what you believe in. So if you're here today and you need to rededicate your life, or you need to ask Jesus in your heart, I pray, and the rest of us pray, that you do it before it's everlasting too late. So, if you would, we're going to have our invitation. So if you would, please stand, or if you're willing. About 21.